now, it's Stuart McConey's Freak Zone.
Nino Nardini and Roger Roger, responsible for many a classic Library album, and that's Brutus Drum from an album called Space Oddities, which gives me an opportunity to say that next week we go stargazing for Slow Sunday. More about that next week. But this week, among other things, Christoph Komeda, Arthur Russell, our favourite new genre, Anglo-Italian cyborg trap. Sonny Rollins plays Rodgers and Hammerstein, and some environmental ambiences for 32 buses and the assorted passengers at Preston's brutalist masterpiece bus station. Oh, an obliquely spare, wonderful featured album from Nico. Before that, though, based in Hebden Bridge and Sheffield, are Cobalt Chapel. We've played their music before. They are a duo of Cecilia Feige from Matt Berry and the Maypoles and other things, and Jared Gosling of Eye Monster and Regal Worm. Their new album, Orange Synthetic, is wonderful, I think. This is the opening track in Company.
Thanks for tuning in to the Freak Zone. Thank you.
Mark Wingfield is an English guitarist and composer. Jane Chapman is one of Britain's most distinguished classical harpsichordists. And Adriana Adewale is a Brazilian percussionist and former actor from São Paulo. They came together initially, I think, for some performances and jams in Jimi Hendrix and Haydn's old flat. But they've got a new album out, which is excellent, called Zoji, and that's a track called City Story. And before it, Cobalt Chapel. Brilliant album, this Orange Synthetic. I'll be dipping into that again. In Company is the name of the opening track that you just heard. So welcome, I'm Stuart McConey. This is The Freak Zone on BBC Six Music. Thanks for joining me. And each week we have a featured album that we dip into for a succession and a selection of tracks. This week it comes from 1970 and it's the third solo album from Nico, formerly, of course, singer with The Velvet Underground. At the time of this album, she wasn't with The Velvet Underground anymore, and she'd moved from New York, which was the VU's base, to Rome, where she'd become romantically involved with French director Philippe Garrel. In fact, the sleeve of this third solo album, Desert Shore, features some blurred stills from Les Cicatrices Intérieures, The Inner Scar, which is a movie he was making at the time. Produced by Cale and Joe Boyd. European sensibility there from Cale, because it's interesting that Cale and Nico are the only two Europeans in the Velvet Underground, and I think their music reflects some of that. Certainly on this record, there are hints of early church music, some Central European folk, Hildegard von Bingen even, but it comes together in a accessible, but I think stark and sparse and lovely way. Still strange enough to qualify for the Freak Zone, I think. This is a song she wrote for Brian Jones, the late Brian Jones, Janitor of Lunacy. such a great track, that, isn't it? Janitor of Lunacy, which I only found out this week was about the late Brian Jones, actually. Desert Shore is our featured album for this week from Nico, 1970, a third solo album. More from it later on in the show. Richard Wileyman, who makes music as Carter Estra, had a solo album out just before Christmas, I think it was, inspired by the Tarot on Carvis Tarabi's Believer's Roast label. This is from it. It's called Seed Sown, Mind Blown.
Full of wonder.
He's been making music since the early 1980s, Michel Banabila, and in all kinds of areas, jazz, experimental, cut-up electronics, fourth world, world music. Bureau B have put out a new compilation of his more recent work called Wow Wow Whispers, and that track featuring the wonderful Machine Fabrique, who we like on this show, is Narita, and before it, Richard Wildman from his most recent solo project, Arcana, Seed Sown, Mind Blown. We'll have more from our featured album to come from Nico, but some great music, some classic soundtrack music from Krzysztof Komeda after the Six Music News.
Six Music.
This is BBC Radio.
Six Music.
BBC News at 8.30. I'm Anna Jones. The Cabinet Office Minister, Michael Gove, says he expects an easing of the restrictions in England on close contact to be announced by Boris Johnson tomorrow. He said that all being well, the rules on hugging would be relaxed from the 17th of May. Some experts have urged caution on the issue. These people in Newcastle have differing views.
It's brilliant. Yeah, really looking forward to it. I couldn't help but want to hug my friends here at the table.
I've never been a big hugger myself. People know that about me, so I think it won't change much.
I will be cautious, but I really am looking forward to hugging the parents and the in-laws and stuff that we haven't done for a long time, and they need it as well, so yeah, it'll be really nice.
Boris Johnson has spoken to Scotland's First Minister, Nicola Sturgeon, following the SNP's election success yesterday. Both sides issued statements saying they'd agreed to work together on the pandemic. The SNP also said Ms Sturgeon had reiterated her intention to hold a referendum on Scottish independence once the crisis is over. Sir Keir Starmer is understood to be reshuffling his front bench after Labour's defeat in the Hartlepool by-election and its loss of several councils in England. He's been accused by one of his MPs of cowardly behaviour after sacking his deputy Angela Rayner as national chair of the party and campaign coordinator. With most of the results now in, the Conservatives have gained 13 councils overall in England and 239 councillors. However, they could end up with a net loss of seats in the South East, where they would traditionally expect to do well. Dan Humphries is the Conservative leader of Worthing Council in West Sussex, where the Tory majority was cut to just one.
The levelling up agenda is very much focused on spending money in the North. So if you're a voter in the North of England, that's all going to sound great. But you can't be surprised that voters in the southeast of England are going to hear we're spending all that money elsewhere and think, I'm not so sure about that.
Football in the Premier League, Manchester United came from behind to win 3-1 at Aston Villa. Wolves beat Brighton 2-1 and Everton defeated West Ham 1-0. That's Six Music News. The next update's at 9.30.
BBC Radio.
Six Music.
Download and subscribe to your favourite Six Music shows
on the BBC Sounds app.
Six Music.
Thank you.
1966, the soundtrack to his friend Roman Polanski's first English-language film, Cul-de-sac. Polanski got Krzysztof in to do the music. It was recorded in just one afternoon in London, and that is Cul-de-sac, the main theme. I'm Stuart McConey. You're listening to The Freak Zone on BBC Six Music. Do get in touch with the show. I would very much like that. stuart.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk. Or you can find me on social media. Or you can write to me even at the first floor of Dock House, BBC Media City, UK, Salford M52LH. And many of you have done that and sent me music. We'll be dipping into that a little bit later on. Let's go back to our featured album, though, which is Desert Shore by Nico. In 2007... Thrum and Gristle went into the studio to do a complete reinterpretation of it. The studio session was made open to the public, and the entirety of this 3-day, 12-hour-long session was recorded and released as the Desert Shore installation. And it wasn't a finished project. The group weren't totally satisfied, so Peter Christopherson continued working on it till his death in 2010, and then Chris Carter and Cozy continued it. And they finished it with the help of several guest vocalists, Mark Almond, Blixer Bargeld, Anthony Hegarty, etc., etc. And that album, Desert Shore, The Final Report, came out in 2012 under the name XTG. Now let's go back to Nico's original, though. Two more tracks from it. It's our featured album this week, Only Child and Abschied.
My only child, be not so blind, see what you hold. There are no words, no ears, no eyes to show them what you know. Their hands are old, their faces cold, their bodies close to freezing, their feelings blind. The morning small, too small to fill their ways with breathing. The evening tall, my only child, remember well the words that you are told. For some of them it is only easy to survive. Their hands are old, their faces cold, their bodies close to freezing, their feelings fine. The morning small, the evening tall. Man and wife are feasting the time that lies behind. At home in sweetness and delight, drinking the bitter wine. Their hands are old, their faces cold, their bodies close to freezing, their feelings fine. The morning small, the evening tall.
Thank you.
Firstly, My Only Child, and then Abschied, Farewell, or Goodbye in German, which opens side two with John Kelder on viola as well. I mentioned that you could write to me. That's our featured album for this week, by the way, Nico's Desert Shore. A couple of weeks ago, it was the lovely Keyboard Fantasies by Beverly Glenn Copeland. David Reeves got in touch with me from Edmonton, Alberta, and said, I watched programmes like Mr. Dress Up, The Friendly Giant, Chez Hélène, and Bobino, back in Winnipeg and Edmonton in the late 60s and early 70s, which Beverly Glenn was part of. And I shared some clips from them at the Friends of Stuart McConey's Freak Zone Facebook group. I don't know if because of the UK copyright you can see them all, but they're there anyway. And these shows are loved by anyone who saw them. Thank you very much for that, David. I'll check those out at that Facebook group. And our featured album last week was Magma's Kobaya. You can still get that at the BBC Sounds app. Zerl is often used as the generic term for the kind of music Magma, I guess, invented. But several other bands took the baton. Firstly, Zao, who had two key members of an early incarnation of Magma in them, Francis Cain and saxophonist Jock O'Sheffer, from their 1973 debut album. This is La Soupe.
Thank you.
Zao from their debut album, and that's a track called La Soupe. Now, this is a really interesting thing. Back in July 2019, there was a sort of art music installation at Preston Bus Station. I don't even know Preston Bus Station. It's a modernist, brutalist masterpiece. Loved and loathed, but loved by all the people with cool taste, really. 32 buses driven by skilled drivers performed slow sequence like balletic movements in the bus bays. Volunteers in the passenger concourse mirrored their actions, and there was a musical accompaniment as well. Conductor, it was called. It was filmed as well, actually, as well. But now, their records of Preston did do an audio recording of this that's sold out, but it's still digitally available, of Conductor by Preston Field Audio. Here's an extract.
Thank you.
Preston Field Audio, fascinating thing, Conductor, recorded back in July 2019 at Preston Bus Station. Find out more about it and digitally download it, if you will, from Them There Records. The Freak Zone playlist this week is a serenading soundtrack to our dystopian reality, featuring tracks by Gazelle Twin, Fat and Canaan, and Keely Forsyth. And it's been compiled by Penelope Traps, whose own music wields an otherworldly power. This is Penelope and Nervous.
per l'ipocrisia. Tutto più anche sento che lo ascolto, piango dentro, frega niente. Sento che lo ascolto, piango fuori e dico niente. Oggetto d'azione, inesistente. Militante per l'apatia. Io mi stessi sento, tutto sconto, piango dentro e frega niente. Don't be guilty. Dico niente, è così che mi capita. Cambio il nome in ogni città. Camuffo la mia identità. Sopra una cazzo di pagina. Sopra una cazzo di pagina. Dici due dati di nascita. Quelli finti non la verità. Franco franco amato compleanno. Amato no, no. C'ho una vita che è scoppiata. Quella che vedi e quella nella capa. C'ho una vita che sa mamma. E la vita che no, non mi quadra. Ma resto una testa di merda. Scemo sul prato come una capra. Faccio 10,000 di blab. E la coscienza è passeggiata come quella del papa. Qui non ho un pezzo incazzato. Mi devi incazzare ma sono un cazzone. Non penso col senno della ragione. Se non faccio la figura del coglione. Parlo di chi? Parlo di cosa? Parlo di cosa? Perché c'è bello più forte? Sì, perché ho un microfono in gola. Se volevi qualcosa, come sta? Giura pa, con in chi? Non indizio, dopo una carcata. Mi lavo il culo nella bandiera. Che di te non lo tengo. Come in testa un concerto. Anche se mi concerto. Spezzo la quale cervello. E scegli qui dopo un lento.
Thanks to Alistair at the Bristol Germ magazine, which I mentioned the other week, for turning me onto this. He's been sending me some links and steers to some great new music coming out of the Bristolian experimental scene, although he describes that as Anglo-Italian cyborg trap from the shadowy circle of Bristol experimentalists known as the Avon Terror Corps. It was Kinlaw and Franco Franco and Militante del Niente. And before it, from the curator of our Freak Zone playlist for this week, Penelope Traps, that was a track called Nervous. I mentioned that you can write to me, email me and such like, and follow us on social media. Kieran, Dave and Will from Tree Trunk Records got in touch with me. They're based in Newcastle-upon-Tyne, and the label, the Tree Trunk, they release our own records as well as some underrepresented music from the North East, and they've included two releases by Torch Song Revivalist Lovely Assistant. I like that. I'm going to pair that, I think, with some Robert Wyatt in a coming week. And from the art rock guitarist composer Fax Machine. And this is Fax Machine from the album Soup and Eddie Morphy.
I'm ready to get out of bed.
Released on Chant Records in 2019. It's an album called The Damn Think that I've been listening to this week. A collaboration between the flautist Robert Dick and the guitarist Adam Kane. And that, probably the easiest track on the ear, actually. Still strange enough for the Freak Zone. It's called Eye of the Beholder. And before that, on Tree Trunk Records out of Newcastle. Thanks, guys. Thanks, Kieran, Dave and Will, for getting in touch. If you run a label and you want to send me some stuff, First Floor, Dockhouse, Media City, UK, Salford, M52LH, and that was Fax Machine Music from an album called Soup. All this is on Bandcamp. Pretty much everything I play on the show is on Bandcamp, and that's a track called Eddie Morphy. Here's a couple of tunes coming up now linked together. The experimental label Unheard of Hope have announced the 7-inch series of 7-inch singles called Small Wonder. Split Sevens, featuring people like Letitia Sedier, Mabe Fratty, Peter Broderick, Peter Zummo, and they're all covers of their favourite Arthur Russell tracks. It's kicking off with that 7 from Peter Broderick and Peter Zummo. And here from Peter Zummo, this is Tone Bone Cone.
I'm so happy that I met you and came to find last evening you. You gave me good advice and more now. Thank you.
will see where it is, but don't know where it is. When you see where it is, and don't know where it is. When you see where it is, but don't know where it is. When you see where it is. When you see where. I'm putting everything around you, over by you. From you, I'm hiding your present from you.
Arthur Russell and the brilliant Hiding Your Present From You from the album World of Echo, which has been a previous featured album on this programme. I really love it. And the track from that, World of Echo, is Tone Bone Cone, and you heard it covered before that by Peter Zomo. That's the first in a series of split sevens on Unheard of Hope. Small Wonder, the name of the series, covers of Arthur Russell. So still to come, we've got some modern British avant jazz and one more track from our featured album by Nico. And that Elliot Galvin track follows the Six Music News.
Six Music.
This is BBC Radio.
Six Music.
BBC News at 9:30. I'm Anna Jones. The Labour leader, Sir Keir Starmer, is expected to respond to the party's dismal showing in elections in England by announcing a reshuffle of his top team. The party had better news tonight with the election of the former Coronation Street actor Tracy Brabin as the first mayor of West Yorkshire. The Labour politician will stand down as MP for Batley and Spen, triggering a by-election. Ms Brabin said her victory was an honour.
I'm so grateful to all those people who got excited about a West Yorkshire mayor, and also to be the first ever woman metro mayor in the country, to be the first ever West Yorkshire metro mayor for my community is just it's an extreme privilege, and I'm hugely humbled.
Ministers have urged rail operators to set out a comprehensive plan to get a full timetable running again after cracks were discovered on some trains. The carriages have been taken away for inspection, causing lengthy delays on LNER and Great Western Railway routes. Dan Paynes is a spokesperson for GWR. He said there would be disruption for some time.
We've got 93 of these trains in our fleet, and we need around 60 or 70 to run the kind of levels of service that we would normally do during the week. Yesterday, we had 12 of those running, so that gives you an idea of where we are.
A woman in her 40s has died, and a 16-year-old girl is being treated for serious injuries after a house fire in Dudley. Police say they were called to a property in Sedgley just before 4 o'clock this afternoon. An investigation is underway. The Cabinet Office Minister, Michael Gove, says he expects an easing of the restrictions in England on close contacts to be announced tomorrow. He said that all being well, the rules on hugging would be relaxed from the 17th of May. Six Music Sports. West Brom have been relegated from the Premier League after losing 3-1 to Arsenal. Manchester United are all but guaranteed a top four finish after beating Aston Villa 3-1. Wolves beat Brighton 2-1. Six Music News.
Download and subscribe to your favourite Six Music shows
on the BBC Sounds app.
Six
Music.
Thank you.
That's Elliot Galvin and Lobster Cracking. I have to thank Mike Dowd in Chorlton for putting me onto that. He said, here's a few tracks for you to consider for the Freak Zone, all made in the last few years in the UK. Zappa once said, jazz isn't dead, it just smells funny. Well, it may have been dead in the USA for a few decades, I think. Ooh, contentious point, where it's viewed as a heritage culture, but not in Europe, where they're keeping it weird. It's easier to be a weirdo in Europe. Mike says, after being into Gong and Henry Cowe and Can in the 70s, I've been off on a jazz tangent for 40 years, and I'm finding a lot of stuff in current European jazz that brings me back, like the above. And the above was Lobster Cracking by Elliot Galvin. Thank you very much, Mike. I always appreciate your steers and your new music and new recommendations. Final selection from 1970s Desert Shore now by Nico, her third solo album, Mutterline.
Thank you.
featured album for this week has been Desert Shore by Nico, produced by John Cale and Joe Boyd, a third solo album from 1970. Several of the tracks on it actually have been covered. All That Is My Own was, well, not covered, but picked by Morrissey for his Under the Influence compilation, but covered by Björk, Le Petit Chevalier, on the post-tour, as well as Bat for Lashes at the Glastonbury Festival. So other people than just me enjoy this record, and I hope you have too. Got a postcard from Melbourne this week from the Newport Dolls, a name I very much like. They say, "Hi Stuart, greetings from Melbourne. Hope you're doing well, all things considered. I wanted to introduce you to the Newport Dolls, who are an improvisational experimental rock group formed in Newport, Victoria, hence the name. They took a 5-year hiatus in 2015, but they're back now with a new album. And from it, this is Nowhere Somewhere.
On the 29th of April this year, I heard an unexpected knocking at my front door. When I opened it, there was nobody there, but a wine bottle had appeared on the doorstep. I smashed the bottle, and inside was a copper tube. I snapped the tube, and inside was an envelope. I tore the envelope, and inside was an egg. I cracked the egg, and inside was a memory stick. When I went inside and put a memory stick into my computer, this is what I found.
Thank you.
information is fairly scant about Zonos, except mood music from Scotland is the description. Well, I like that track, The Dooming June, from their new album Giblets. And before that, from Newport, Victoria, the Newport Dolls out of Australia, and Nowhere Somewhere. That is pretty much it for this week. Don't forget, you can listen back at BBC Sounds, the Penelope Traps Freak Zone playlist. Mike Dowd, earlier in his email, said that jazz in America was still very much concerned with legacy. Well, I'm going to leave you with something unashamedly legacy. My friend Ben Castle, the sax player, recently introduced me to this. The Surrey with the Fringe on top, of course, is from Oklahoma, Rodgers and Hammerstein. Miles Davis had it in his repertoire for many years, which is why other greats had a go at it. And here's a version I really love to take us out tonight from Sonny Rollins, The Surrey with the Fringe on top. I'll see you soon. We'll be right back.
Six Music.
This
is BBC Radio
Six Music.
Right now, it's Don Letts, Culture Clash Radio.